What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, Warriors? Happy freaking Thursday. Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Chance, and damn it, guys, I'm excited for today's episode 106. 106, we're coming up on 110. Super fired up, guys, today. Hope you're having the best day of your entire life. You know I am. You know I'm out here. We out here, guys, bringing the fire, bringing the fuego, bringing the value, and I'm super excited to be here, to be alive, to have God, guys, to have God calling me to do this. And I'm so grateful. I got to tell this to you guys real quick, to this, if you're listening or watching on the live or the replay. I am so grateful to be here, being able to, every day, Monday through Friday, have a consistent routine to get on live and to speak about something different every day, whether it's motivational, mindset related, accountability, nutrition, fitness, goals, whatever, life shit. I love this kind of stuff, guys. I love getting on here and giving you guys my practical experience of, you know, what I've had to overcome and maybe how you can relate to it. And, you know, at the end of the day, guys, I think we all have a story to tell. You know, that's something I spoke about in my book, DNA, when I wrote it. I speak heavily on that, principles. We all have a story to tell. And I feel so privileged to be able to get on here and have you guys listen, you know, And it's the coolest thing in the world. To be on here, guys, and to quit my full-time job and to be, you know, doing what I love and to be coaching guys to get results and to feel better and to be more dominant and more strong and fucking beasts and relentless in their own life. You know, Blake, I don't know if you're still in here, brother, but you were saying earlier teaching guys that Goggins mentality, and that's exactly what it is. Teaching you guys that relentless mindset, that relentless mentality, you know what? And David Goggins had a large role in my earlier, you know, teenage to early 20s years of being a fucking savage. You guys have to be a fucking savage if you want to get results, straight up, plain and simple. If you guys want to be a fucking beast, if you guys want to be shredded, or you want to drop 10 pounds, you want to gain 10 pounds, or you want to put on 20 pounds of lean muscle mass, like some of you guys have these crazy goals. And like, I'm here to tell you, like, it's not impossible, but some of y'all be setting some crazy fucking goals and you ain't putting in half the work that's needed, not even half the work needed to accomplish those goals. Guys, like, I'm here to tell you, most of you guys aren't fucking woken up to your reality. Like, you say, oh, I want this, but you don't really want it bad enough to have it. Like, you're not putting in the action, not putting in the work to actually have that life, to have that body, to have that confidence, to have that mindset, right? And I hear this shit all the time from you guys. Not everybody, but a lot of you out there, I used to be the same fucking way. You make excuses for why you're not where you want to be, right? And it comes down to you. We spoke about this, I think, on yesterday's live. You're getting in your own way. You are the reason why you're not where you want to be. And guys, that's what I love so much about working out and the gym, resistance training, as we're going to speak and touch on today, of some of the benefits, is that it does something to our mindset and our mentality to get us into, you know, into who we want to be. You know, when we're in the gym, when we have our headphones on, when we're locked in, when we're improving our physical health, we're getting a better cardiovascular and circulatory system, we're getting blood going, we're decreasing our blood pressure, feeling good, feeling alive, right? Working on these things. We're doing the things necessary to also improve our mindset. And that's what I like I said, so much about the gym. So guys, resistance training, let's get into today's training. I'm going to have you guys be interactive. I think it was yesterday that I had a bunch of you guys in here being interactive in the comments. And I'm going to tell you guys, I love when you are interactive, because as I always say, success like speed. I want you guys to write that in the comments. Actually, that's the first thing I want you guys to engage in. Success like speed. So for today's training, guys, I'm going to have you write these things down, these benefits, so you guys get it into your minds. Sean, what's going on, boss man? Happy freaking Thursday. I'm going to have you guys engage in the comments, so you drill these things into your mind and it makes you realize, holy shit, working out is much more than just putting on some muscle and looking and feeling better, right? There's some like science behind it. And this science really isn't isn't touched on that much. And listen, guys, I ain't no fucking doctor. I'm no doctor, right? But, you know, these health benefits that I have in front of me that are gained from working out, I've experienced personally from working out for the last 10, 11 years. I'm 25, I'll be 26 next month. So even longer than that, I actually started working out when I was like 12 years old. I started running. I had a little set of dumbbells in my garage that my mom bought me. I was doing the P90X ab ripper. For those of you guys that remember the P90X discs and tapes and stuff like that, I was doing that all the time, 4 or 5 days a week in my room, shredding up my abs at 13 years old. Then I got into heavy weightlifting. I started really good, you know, getting into a good conditioned resistance training regimen when I was like 15, 16, 17. I got really big into bodybuilding. I bulked up, was feeling great. And Marley, what's going on? And and the rest was history, guys. I really enjoyed, you know, the feeling. It was like this rush of endorphins, which is really actually happens. You get a rush of serotonin and dopamine, and things like cortisol start to crash. You start to feel, it's like a high, right? I was never into drugs, never really a big drinker. But one thing I was big into was that high that you surf when you're in the gym. And everyone who has ever been consistently in a gym, you know, in a gym routine will tell you, and a lot of you guys probably know exactly what I'm talking about. You get on this high, right? You get on this high and you feel good. You feel macho. You feel more confident. You just feel good in your own skin, secure, right? And who doesn't want to feel that way? There's so many people that are insecure with who they are. And that's why you see, you know, hateful comments like the few on my post that I was just talking about before I went live on this podcast. People are insecure with who they are. And, you know, sometimes they have to take out those insecurities and that hate on other people. So when you're secure and you're confident in yourself, your relationships are going to thrive. Your work environment, you know, how you are, your work ethic, your promptness, you know, showing up to work, that's going to thrive. Your lifestyle, right? Your social life, everything's going to thrive, guys, when you're more confident and you're more secure in the person that you're actually supposed to be. So we're getting into this training. Enough of the running in rabbit holes. I know I tend to do that a lot, guys, but you know, I have a thought and I kind of just run with it. So guys, obviously number one. So guys, I'm going to list 11 things off right now. We're going to list 11 things off, and I want to see who's engaged, who's interactive, who's actually listening and leaning in to what I'm saying today. So we're going to list these things, guys, off 1 to 11. So if you're in here, we're going to start here, guys. Number one, I want to see in the comments, whether you're on Facebook or on Instagram, number one is going to be improving muscular strength and tone. Now, obviously, this is a very generic, obvious one, an obvious benefit we're going to get from working out. We're going to get stronger. We're going to get more toned, more cut up. Right. And obviously, we were just speaking about gaining that security and gaining that confidence. So when we're looking at ourselves in the mirror and we're seeing, like, I can start to see some abs coming in. I have, you know, that bicep vein coming in. And don't look at my physique, guys. I haven't worked out for quite some time now because of reasons that I've spoken about a trillion times. But those things start to happen and you start to feel better. Right. Who doesn't want to get a little bit more vascular? Who doesn't want to, you know, have their chest get a little bit more swole or have some more shoulder definition? Right. And you turn to the side, you flex, you know, you see that tricep and those abs and those obliques start to come through. It feels good. Right. It feels good. And that's the first one. So number one, guys, is going to be improving muscular strength and muscular tone. I want to see it in the comments. That's number one. Improving muscular strength and muscular tone. Let's see it in the comments. And guys, as a byproduct of that, you're going to be improving your amount of self-confidence, self-respect, and your security, your security with who you are, right? So number one, Brendan, I love to see improving muscular strength and toning. Like I said, guys, as a byproduct of that, improving self-confidence, self-respect, and more, you know, security with who you are. So moving on to number two, guys. And this is a big one. And some of these that I wrote down might intersect each other. Burn more calories. So number two is going to be increasing your fat to muscle ratio. This is a big one. Increasing your fat to muscle ratio. Write that down in the comments for those of you guys. I see some in Facebook, some of you guys in Instagram. Increasing your fat to muscle ratio. You're gonna ask, right, why is that so important, Chance? Sounds obvious, but why is having, you know, a certain ratio of fat to muscle so important? I see you, Brendan. I see you, brother. Success like speed. Success like speed. For those of you guys just joining in, I want to see it in the comments below. I want to see in the comments below, increase fat to muscle ratio. So guys, when we start to decrease our body fat, we start to increase lean muscle mass. So much good starts to happen within our body. Our metabolism starts to go up. Our risk of certain diseases, of diabetes, of certain cancers, inflammatory illnesses, all of that will go down significantly when we have less body fat. You know, I don't mean really anything under, you know, 7 or 8%. You know, that's a little different. I really don't think that that's super sustainable. But when we get to that 8 to even 15% range, obviously women are going to be a little bit higher. I'm specifically speaking about men right now. But when we get to that 8 to 14, you know, 8 to 12, somewhere in their range, 14 is fine. We're going to be decreasing the odds of getting these illnesses and these inflammatory diseases, guys, because, you know, when we're past a certain threshold of body fat and we don't have enough lean muscle mass, our bodies start to slow down. You know, our organs aren't functioning as well. Our circulatory system is definitely going to be at high risk of high blood pressure. Our heart's going to be at high risk of having arterial and ventricle, you know, pumping problems, and you know, even the electrical system kind of in our heart, just overall. Like if you know, obese people, guys, people who are, you know, past 30% body fat are going to have significant problems with their heart having to keep up with muscular output. Because you think about it, guys, if you go from having, you know, 10 to 20 pounds of extra fat in your arm to 0 to 5, you know, extra pounds of fat, like guys, I don't really have much fat on my arm, right? It's mostly muscle. If I had a bunch of fat here to pick up my arm, I'm going to have an extra 10 pounds. So throughout my day, I'm literally going to be giving myself a workout throughout the day, you know, when that's not the way that the body was designed. So because of that, our heart is going to suffer. Our heart is going to have to work extra hard. And because of that, guys, these people don't live as long because our hearts are pumping way too much blood because they have to make sure that the body survives. And, you know, that is why, one of the many reasons why having, you know, more muscle is important to fat, you know, having a good fat to, or muscle to fat ratio. We want to make sure that we're strong, we're lean, not too lean, not stage lean, but lean enough to where our bodies can, you know, support itself and not have to try and strain extra hard to move around. So that's number two. Number three, guys, age blissfully. Number three, guys, is aging blissfully, right? Aging blissfully. This is an interesting one. This is like a big part of my program with my guys, is I'm trying to set everybody up who comes into the Relentless Life to live a life, to not just chase their fitness goals, but to live a sustainable life, right? To eat the foods, age blissfully, to eat the right foods to thrive, right? I don't want to just tell you guys to eat foods that are really not going to be very nourishing at all, such as just chicken breast, white rice, and any green vegetable. Like, to be honest with you guys, yeah, that might get you shredded, but just because you're shredded doesn't mean that your body is actually quote unquote healthy. Doesn't mean that you're going to be feeling good your entire life. You're eventually going to run into health problems. If you eat chicken, white rice and broccoli, and then maybe some, you know, eggs from Walmart in the morning and a glass of standard, you know, milk that you buy from the dairy section of Walmart or Aldi's or Publix, guys, you are extremely malnourished. You, like, those foods that I just mentioned are not giving you the proper nutrition that is needed to thrive and to go through life and be, you know, have good longevity. It's just, it doesn't contain what things like beef liver or ground beef or any sort of beef or pasture raised eggs or, you know, even like certain fruits are very good. Having a certain amount of fructose in our bodies can definitely be beneficial as well. So, you know, when we work out, when we're working out, guys, and, you know, really partaking in a lot of resistance training, whether that's bands or in the gym, you know, we're going to be aging blissfully. We're going to be more happy. We're going to have more energy. Our mood is going to be better, right? We're going to be fired up when we're 50, 60, 70 years old. Do you guys want to be the man that's 50 years old that feels like shit all the time and that has low T levels and that has to get a testosterone shot every time he needs to get his dick hard? You know, I mean, come on, guys, like, I'm giving it to you guys straight. This is how it is. And when we work out And when we put our bodies through a sense of, you know, having to be resilient against, whether that's body weight or either way, you're going against gravity. You're creating stronger bones. You're creating this resistance, right? And these movement, you're having less movement restrictions and less pain as you age. And that's why we do what we do in the gym. That's why working out at least three times per week is especially important. Minimum, you guys should be doing some form of resistance training three times per week. So that's number three. Number four, I'm going to try to speed this up. I have a tendency to get caught on this shit. So number four, guys, muscular hypertrophy. Muscular hypertrophy. Write it down in the comments. Muscular hypertrophy. If you guys have some water, I want you to take a 2 to 3 second water chug. Stay hydrated. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Giving you guys all the bells and whistles today. So number four is muscular hypertrophy. Kind of obviously goes with number one, you know, improving muscular strength and tone. Hypertrophy, guys, you know, one of the many benefits of resistance training is putting on more muscle. You know, not just getting stronger and more tone, but actually filling out your physique, filling out the man that you're supposed to be. You know, guys, hundreds of years ago, not even thousands, men were warriors. Like, in order to survive and provide for our family and protect them, we had to fucking step up. We had to be warriors. And if you guys went back in time, you know, if they had pictures and the ability to take video and pictures of how men used to look, you would see that they were defined, they were muscular, they were jacked, they were strong. They sure as shit weren't scared of anything. They had no fear. And if they did, they just fucking stepped into it. And they were a different breed than we are, guys. They were a completely different breed than the men we see today. You know, not all of them, but, you know, the average male today is much different than the average male 1,000 years ago. So, guys, putting on more muscle is going to be obviously super beneficial, especially, like I said, this kind of goes with number one, especially if you're looking to get more confident and feel better about yourself, man. Who doesn't want to feel better? Like, I know there's a lot of guys out there that just don't feel like, you feel like you don't like, and I'm speaking, like, guys, like I said, I speak from personal, like, feeling and experience and emotion. So for me, I felt at one point, like, I don't feel like I fit in my own skin. Like, I want to be something better, but I'm not. And it's a shitty feeling. So when we start to train in the gym and, you know, we start to perform more resistance training and up our regimen in the gym or with bands, like I said, it doesn't matter. Anything going against gravity, you know, in all three different planes, in the sagittal plane, the frontal plane, and then the transverse plane. So moving side to side, you know, forward and backward, twisting. Obviously, want to make sure we work in all three planes, but it makes you feel more you. It makes you feel more you. So that's number four. Number five, guys, we're going to be burning more calories. So this is for someone who's trying to burn body fat or just trying to get leaner or just burn off that fat, right? Feel better. So this, guys, comes down to the science of it really is, I try to explain this to people all the time. Like, there's a lot of guys out there specifically that might be, you know, 10, 15, 20 pounds, 30 pounds overweight. And they're like, well, first, before I start putting on muscle, my uncle's like this, actually. First, before I put on muscle, let me drop all this weight. You know, I'll do all this cardio, right? I'll burn all these calories. I'll watch what I eat. And then I'll start, you know, then we'll start. You know, they try to break it up almost. And I'm thinking to myself, like, where were they taught that makes sense? Like where did the fitness industry do them wrong to where they believe that doing a lot of cardio, reducing their calorie intake makes sense? Like, I get the whole, actually, I really don't get it, but the whole calorie in versus calorie out principle. Like, you know, if I'm burning more calories than I'm eating, well, I'm in a deficit. And yes, you know, technically, yes, that works. Like, if you were to burn more calories, it's basic science. I agree with this. If you were to burn more calories, I'm burning 2,800 calories and I'm only eating, let's just make it easy, 1,800 calories. I'm only eating 1,800 a day. And then, you know, on top of that, you also have to consider your BMR, your basal metabolic rate, the rate at which you burn calories, you know, at rest. So you could just sit on the couch. I could sit on that couch every day and burn probably 2,200 calories, maybe more. I mean, my metabolism is through the freaking roof. It's insane. So you take into account that plus the calories you're burning with your 8,000 steps, with your job, if you walk in or run around, you know, with the gym. So say I'm burning 4,000 calories a day, right? But to make it easy, let's just say 2,800. You would subtract 28 from 18. Okay, we're in a 1,000 calorie deficit. 1 pound of fat is 3,000. It's been a while. That's how much I don't count calories. I think it's like 3,000 and change calories is like a pound of fat. I could be wrong. It could be like way more than that. So like anyone out there that wants to correct me, I won't get my feelings hurt. Like if you know more than me about that, because I don't count calories. I really don't believe in it that much. You know, as I said, I got a lot of hate on my post from it earlier. But that's kind of, you know, the whole theory behind it. So that's where the fitness industry goes wrong, guys. To kind of tie this number five in here, burning more calories. It goes wrong is you're training, what you're doing by doing a bunch of cardio and reducing your calorie intake is you're slowing your metabolism down because now your body is working super hard. It doesn't have a lot of fuel. So now what it does is it goes into the scarcity mode. It goes into the scarcity, lack of abundant of calorie mode. So what it's going to do is it's going to train the body to now any calories that you feed it, it's going to hold on to. It's going to hold on to, right? Hold on to, like my analogy there, right? Like you hold on to food or to calories. So when you stop that cardio burn, right? When you stop burning calories, you say, oh, it's time to work out now. Let's eat a bunch of food and get big. Your body is going to be super fucking confused at this point. And it's going to say, well, what do we do with this? And especially guys, if you aren't eating the right foods, you know, a lot of you out there are not, you're eating chicken, rice, and broccoli. You're eating things that you think are nourishing your brain and your body. And they're really not. They're very malnourishing. Now you are confused why you're not gaining muscle. When the whole time, guys, you could have been putting on muscle mass. The more muscle that you guys have, the more calories you're going to burn. Right? The more muscle you have, the more fat that's going to be burned. So that's why it's super easy for me. It's super hard for me to really gain weight or even gain fat because for so long my body had so much muscle mass. Obviously right now, not as much anymore because I'm not working out, but for so long I had all this muscle mass and you know, I wasn't doing the things that was needed. I just totally lost my train of thought. But guys, as I was kind of saying, so with muscle mass, you know, the more muscle mass we have, the more mitochondria we have to feed. So the mitochondria on a cellular level, I'm getting into detail here, are going to be needing more calories to sustain that muscle. So the more muscle you have, more calories burn. That's number five. I'm not going to get off track here. Number six, decreasing the risk of chronic diseases. And this, guys, this podcast might be something you have to go back and listen to because it's definitely taking longer than I thought, but definitely go back and listen to this one, guys, because it is going to be, I guess, a little bit longer. I'm going to try to wrap these last five up as soon as possible and get off here to get to my 1:30 call. But number six is going to be decrease the risk of chronic diseases. I want to see it in the comments. Decrease the risk of chronic diseases. A lot of this has to do with our metabolism, with improving blood flow. The more muscle mass that we have, the less body fat that we have, the less obesity-related cancers and obesity-related diseases that we're inclined to get, stuff like that. So it's very important to understand the more that you work out in the right way in all three planes, and obviously you don't want to be forming any movement pattern imbalances, but the more muscle that you create, the less risk you have to get certain chronic diseases. Not saying that you're not going to get them, that you're not genetically disposed to certain cancers or to certain, you know, inflammatory illnesses or, you know, autoimmune diseases like lupus or sepsis or anything like that. But this is definitely a big one, guys. So number seven, so that's number six. Number seven is improving heart and circulatory health. So number seven is going to be improving heart/circulatory, meaning the bloodstream and blood vessels and veins, arteries, health. So that's number seven. Number seven, improve heart and circulatory health. Brendan, I love to see it. So guys, you know, I'm definitely a fan of certain amounts of cardiovascular training. You know, I'm not big into running. You know, I know there's a lot of runners out there and that's totally fine. I'm not going to go down that road right now. Cardio is great. It has good benefits to an extent, but with resistance training, we are, you know, human beings aren't meant to technically like, I mean, we're endurance creatures, but we're also strength, power, short bursts of energy creatures as well. We're kind of in the middle because we were able many years ago to walk for 100 miles. That's all we did. We would walk for 100 miles to get from village to village. But in regards to like hunting and getting around, we were more short burst and you know, having our heart rate go from 0 to 10 really quick type of creatures, type of beings. So it's in my opinion, everybody has a different opinion. It's in my opinion that we should train the way that we used to be many hundreds, if not thousands of years ago. And that is through kind of things like, you know, HIIT cardio. But what resistance training does is it gets our heart rate up without being as aerobic. It's more of an anaerobic, meaning without oxygen exercise. And this is very beneficial to our heart, to our circulatory system, and stuff like that. Because, you know, I've spoken about this a little bit before, and I actually just got done reading The Oxygen Advantage by Patrick McCowan. It is a very strong, hard to understand. You know, it was hard for me to kind of grasp at first, book on breathing, on holding your breath, on oxygen saturation in the blood, you know, on carbon dioxide intolerance. And I know a lot of this stuff I'm throwing at you guys might be like, what the fuck is he talking about? But that's kind of some benefit that you might see in the gym. Patrick McCowan talks a lot about, you know, having a strong exhale and really emptying out the lungs to create a stronger diaphragm. And when we're in the gym, if we can get our breathing down right, we're able to, you know, use that diaphragm and really support the heart in ways that it was meant to function. I'm just going to leave it there. So number 8, managing blood sugar levels. So guys, anybody out there that's pre-diabetic, that's diabetic, especially type 2, obviously type 1, we can't really control outside of medicine. But with type 2 diabetes, guys, one, diabetes that are kind of formed over time with, you know, too much glucose, too much processed sugars, processed foods, linoleic acid, PUFAs, shit like that is going to cause elevated blood sugar levels. When we resistance train, this can definitely help to counter that. So very important that you guys kind of understand, you know, that if you're a diabetic, if you know someone that's a diabetic, if they start training for 3 days per week, they might see an improvement in their blood sugar level solely from working out, solely from doing resistance training in general. Like I said, when I say working out, I just mean performing a movement against gravity. You know, it's resistance. That's where resistance comes from. It's gravity, because without gravity, we would be floating in space. So that's kind of where that comes from, guys. Managing number 8, I want to see in the comments, managing blood sugar levels. So number 8, managing blood sugar levels. So guys, moving on, number 9 is going to be improving bone health, strength, and durability. This is a big one because, you know, as we age, there are so many cases of even early people in their early 50s even. And it freaking blows my mind that we're breaking bones and we're, you know, just from falling over, right? Just from falling over, we're breaking bones or from, like, I've heard of crazy stories of people banging their elbow on something and like shattering their elbow or shattering, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy. And it's obviously a lack of nutrition. They're being malnourished from not eating the right, in my opinion, animal foods. And then, Eddie, what's going on? And then also from not having a certain amount of resistance in their everyday life. You know, they're couch potatoes most likely, or they're sedentary. They work behind a desk. They do a lot of driving. I would imagine truck drivers, right? You're sitting down in the same position for 8 hours a day. And it's a problem. And that's why after 30 years of doing that same career profession or sitting on your ass, you know, whatever you're doing is not allowing your bones to have that. The best word I like to use, guys, is resilience. Is just, you know, it's like taking a cold shower. We create this resilience, this strength, and our bones actually calcify and become stronger when there's a certain load placed upon it. And now I do believe that with weight training specifically, you're going to get much more benefit to bone strength, health, durability from the weights, because you're actually having a, you know, to perform a movement with a certain amount of weight, and your bones are actually going to grow because of that. Now with like body weight and bands, it's more of a you against gravity thing. And I do think that that's still going to prevent to an extent, you know, a certain amount of osteoporosis, but I definitely think that at least like weight training, some sort of weight resistance training, even with med balls, even with anything like that, you know, something with weighted resistance can help significantly with bone health. So moving on, number 10, we got two more here and then I'm going to wrap this up. Moving, number 10 is going to be improving cognitive function. I'm a big brain guy. I'm big into thought. I'm big into mentality. I'm big into feeding my mind, not just the proper nutrition, but the proper habits and proper routines needed to perform on an optimal level, to really get the most out of thought and out of this world. I want to think like high-level thinkers do. So improving cognitive function is number 10. When we're, like I mentioned, serotonin and dopamine and, you know, certain endorphins, there's many others that I'm not going to mention that really put our mind into a state of learning and awareness and cognitive elegance, if you will, of just being on that higher level of thinking. Like I said, practical. Everything I speak about is practical. I'm no fucking scientist or doctor. But when I would finish up an hour, a 2 hour, whatever it was, workout in the gym, even if it was only 30 minutes, I would walk out of that gym feeling so mentally clear, so sharp, so on top of it that I felt like I could do anything. I could literally like walk into any situation and have the answer because I was so in tune. I was so in tune. And unfortunately, that's something that I've kind of lost to an extent from not being in the gym. And I really can't wait to get back there again, because when I get my blood flowing, I get my sweat on, my mind is at a very clear and elevated level. So number 10, guys, improve cognitive function, right? Because like I said, we're improving, releasing more dopamine, more serotonin, we're decreasing cortisol, the body's number one stress hormone. So we're in a very bliss, stress-free, anxiety-free, happy, elegant state. And we're able to actually think the way our minds are supposed to think. Finally, guys, number 11, we're going to close this podcast down and be off here. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Number 11 is going to be improving sleep. And this should really be number one, because we really can't go very long without sleeping. Water and sleep are the most important things in our life. So guys, number 11 is going to be improving sleep. It's scientifically proven that with a certain amount of exercise every week, our brains produce more melatonin. And as you guys know, melatonin is our body's sleep hormone. So the more melatonin that we create, the more we're going to be getting into a deeper REM sleep. And when we're in this REM sleep, guys, the more growth that we have, not just physical, muscular growth, but also, guys, our bodies and our brains are literally able to create new nerve connection and deeper and improve on a deeper level the connection of these neurons. So like, for instance, with me speaking right now, every time I get on live here every day, I'd like to believe that I get better with the way that I speak because I'm doing it consistently. And by doing the same thing consistently over time and trying to root out the bad things and bring in new ideas or a new vocabulary choice, what I'm doing in my brain through the routes of the neurons is I'm creating stronger pathways. I'm literally creating, you know, I'm going through that same circuit over and over and over and over again. It's like trying to carve out with my nail, say in this wood table, babe, don't worry, I'm not actually carving out anything in the wood table, but it's like I'm carving out the same path. And after so many times, that path is going to get more and more and more and more defined. So by doing this, guys, you know, through working out, we're able to create more. And here I go in another fucking rabbit hole, but we're able to create literally new nerve cells and carve out these paths even deeper on a neurological level. And we do this in our sleep. So through working out, we're creating more melatonin, we're sleeping deeper, getting deeper into that REM sleep, and we're able to create more neurological connection, create new neurons, which a lot of you guys out there, myself included, you know, if you've ever drank alcohol, if you've ever done drugs, to even marijuana, guys, I mean, anything that is not natural to the human body will kill our brain cells. Kills brain cells, like even vegetable oil, like certain things that make our bodies inflamed. Our body is so sensitive. Like our brains do not want this toxic sludge in our bodies, drugs, alcohol, certain foods, a lack of movement. And, you know, when we have any ability or any chance to regain control and improve the amount of neurons that are being produced in our brains, our lives are going to get so much better because we can actually think and reason with what we want. What is our why, right? That comes back to mindset. So number 11, guys, improve sleep through increasing melatonin production. That is all I have for you guys today. I'm going to open up for a quick 2-minute Q&A, and then I got to hop off here real quick, hop on a call with the client, and then I'm back to doing my thing. So hopefully you guys enjoy today's podcast, today's episode. I'm going to stay here for a couple minutes. If you guys have any questions about what I spoke about today, probably could have went through that a little quicker. I do apologize for not getting to the point, but with me, guys, I tend to ramble. It's definitely something I'm working on. I really do enjoy you guys. I appreciate you guys showing up for today's podcast. I hope you have the best day ever. And as you guys can tell, even I'm not perfect. I stutter. It's part of it. And I just maybe need to create more neurons. I need to sleep better. Maybe this surgery at the end of this month, this procedure, is going to allow me to breathe, USA, get more into that parasympathetic feel-good state, and I will be back to normal, back to crushing it. So anyways, guys, that is it. That is all. Much love, much respect. If you guys enjoyed today's podcast, if you got some value, make sure you guys screenshot this episode and post your number one, number two, number three takeaways and tag me at Chance Galloway Fitness on your Instagram or your Facebook stories. That way I see that you guys got some value and that these podcasts are reaching some people. So, and also if you guys want to leave a review, click on the Spotify or the Apple Podcast app, click on the Relentless Life with Chance Galloway, scroll all the way down, hit ratings and reviews. And if you want to leave a review, that helps me kind of get this message out to more people as possible. With that being said, you guys stay relentless and I will see you guys tomorrow at 12 p.m. Episode 107, baby. Let's go.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.